How do I start this?
I just need you to say your name.
Just my name?
Yep, just say Ishii.
Well, that's Ishii.
Good. Now, I also need you to say what happened last week.
Oh, okay. Well, looks like we're in my home sweet home. Well, not my mom's house, but the Elemental Plains. Good thing I know this place like the back of my dirt-covered hand. Ah, what's that? Oh, it's a rock. Huh, just kidding. Ah, what's that? No, seriously. It's a sandstorm. We need shelter. I have that boat, even though we're not in water, but it'll have to do. And now we're sinking. Jump ship. Okay, I don't remember this temple here. I'm sure it's fine to sleep in for the night. A puzzle? Ugh, I hate these. Why won't you fit together? Ugh. Oh hey, that worked. Guys, wake up.
And welcome to Beyond First Level. Now, normally, you will hear us already talking and we get right into any updates or intros and things like that. But we lost that audio. So you are going to pick right into me already talking with the players and the game already a little started. It was during just one update, actually, that I had informing them what happened, and we start right into the story. So, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but we are underway. Thank you for understanding. I might have made a little tiny mistake last week after we stopped recording.
Oh no.
I got too excited about something and had two people here roll for something when we weren't recording, and of course one of them gets a fucking natural 20.
Yeet.
Riku, Will, and I told him some stuff, and so we are going to start the session with that roll counting because Sam was here, she can verify it was 20.
Yep.
It's not just
I got a non-natural 20.
You got like a 19 or an 18.
It was a non-natural 20.
Well, I know, but like 18 plus
yeah.
Yeah. Both high rolls. Congratulations, but I need to not blow my load after we're not recording.
Ho.
Ho. So, Will, Riku. Ishii, you are in the other room currently, right?
Yep.
You're in the other small adjacent. You went through the hallway and you're in this...
Looking at this room.
Yeah. So while you're in there, Riku, you begin to stir awake. Whether it be, you know, your body's just like, time to get up, there's a stray wind, a scorpion crawls across your face, whatever, you're just like, ah, you wake up. You feel different. You just kind of like, you feel you're same. I know you're afflicted with a disease, the chaos phage, but that's not the difference that you're feeling. You just feel like off, weird. And at first, you attribute it to the chaos phase. You're like, do I have a little tadpole swimming around me? No, that was a red one.
Ugh,
what? I don't feel better. Like, I still feel just as weak. There's also something else that's kind of weird to you. You guys are in a bright room. Like I said, I mean, like, the stairs that went all the way down to this room, like, the sun's still outside. So it was kind of bright. It was hard to go to sleep. You guys kind of like threw the covers over your faces. So you feeling this weird, like the sun is still out, like not understanding like how time is working. You go and walk, you get dressed, I guess, and walk up the stairs. Not that you sleep in the nude, but I assume you all have like a form of PJs.
I mean, we assume we take our armor off.
Yeah, but you have like, you have some like traveler's clothes underneath that's just like softer, but I'm assuming
pair
like
of underwear.
You left it.
Let's see. I lost all my shit.
Yeah.
Ishii sleeps in the sundae.
Except for my magical pulp components.
PJs are for nerds.
So you walk up the stairs, this long flight of stairs, and go outside and, you know, squinting at the sun, just waking up. See, the sun is about almost at noon.
Oh my god.
Maybe at like 11, actually. And you start to kind of look around and time is moving a lot slower here.
So slow.
Now, you get this weird feeling too, like time is like, so this is just to also preface this again. This is the check. I'm just describing all this stuff. He doesn't have to roll to know this because he already did roll to know this. And this is what the 20 got him. Nadia did not get this. She got up to about there, that time is moving slower. She got that about a normal day in the material planes is 24 hours. A normal day here is probably about 48 to maybe 72 hours. Riku, however, having a lot of arcane knowledge brought to him by, you know, his patron and the Raven Mother, they're not two different things. I said and like they were two different things. His patron, the Raven Mother, he realizes that it feels so different. He starts to have a theory that one day in this elemental plane's hours is going to equal 1 year in the material plane.
I think I need to tell them.
And Eris, Nadia, you two begin to stir. I need to also take this time that I'm guessing who here had water skins?
I did.
Full or not full?
Mine was full.
I need you both to make constitution checks.
Six.
18.
Saving throw, if it makes it any better.
Oh, saving throw? Yep.
Still six.
Okay.
I figured that's what we were doing.
Sorry.
Still an 18.
No water.
Okay. So, as you all begin to wake up, Ishii, you have been in a hot sun. Eris, you've been in a hot sun. And Riku, you've been in a hot sun. With not enough water, you each suffer one level of exhaustion.
Damn right, punch.
Nadia, you have had, you know, little water, just as much as Riku, but you have saved it more a little bit and rationed it a little better. You do not suffer the level of exhaustion. But you are out of water.
Out of water?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
A character needs 1 gallon of water per day, or 2 gallons of water if the weather is hot. A character who only drinks half as much water must succeed on a constitution saving throw or suffer one level of exhaustion. In that way, since it was hot, you should need 2 gallons of water, and half as much should still be a gallon. But for this first day, I will say that you are fine, but you are out of water.
Oof.
So, if any of you don't know...
Disadvantage on ability checks.
Disadvantage on ability checks is what you have.
I'm going to get up, smack my lips, and then I want to try that that cup-sized thing of cactus that I cut off.
Well, at this point, it's kind of dry.
Fuck.
Because you cut it like right at the beginning. I mean, you could probably eat it. If you'd like. I mean, it's not like dry as in like a fucking like shriveled raisin. But I mean, like, it's not like sopping juicy wet.
Yeah.
Didn't like that?
Michael.
All right, then.
Watermelon.
I want to clean it up as best I can and then attempt to eat it.
Okay.
And you do.
Nothing. Do I feel full?
You don't feel full. It's not a full meal or anything, but you feel a little refreshed. Not enough to negate the disadvantage, if that's what you're trying to get at.
Yeah.
No. Riku, you walk back down the stairs.
My water skin was in my backpack, which is in the bag of holding.
I'll assume that while walking, you kind of got it out. Or, you know, last night you took you drank it all.
Sure.
And our fast traveled like 8 hours of walking.
I forget. Do I know about the four things, elemental things in the bowl that we're sleeping
in? You saw them.
That's what I thought. Okay. I want to go up to the water one.
I was literally just thinking that. Mm-hmm.
And drink 2 gallons of it.
I want a survival check.
Mm-hmm.
It see if it's drinkable.
Go ahead and do an actual arcana check. Yeah, survival. No, you're right. You'll put it at survival.
Sweet. 9.
I mean,
is that an ability check?
Yeah, it's advantage.
I'm sorry, Caesar.
Two.
You put your hand in and it's definitely wet. It's you're just definitely like, wet. Splash, 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 splash. It's water. It's wet.
It's water. It's wet.
Oh, how are you doing, Eris?
You're down there.
I'm thirsty.
I don't know if we should drink that, though.
Do I see Ishi? Where's Ishi at?
Ishi's gone.
Guys, where's Ishi?
I don't know. Riku, are you back in the room?
Yes.
I just you look around, and I will say with your passive perceptions, it's well enough that the door that's in the corner that was shut actually would be shut again. Never mind. It's on a timer. It's on a timer.
The picture's on the wall.
No. Yeah, there wouldn't be.
Okay.
It's on a timer, and it disappeared.
Riku, did Ishi go outside with you?
He didn't walk out with me. He was gone when I got up.
I want to be walking up to meet Eris at the water bowl with my water skin, and I want to see if it'll... I want to try to scoop some up.
Okay. You scoop it up into your water skin, and it appears full.
Well, that worked.
I cup a little in my hand, and I drink it.
Okay. You're dying. And you bring it up to your mouth to drink a little bit. It moistens your mouth. As you like go to swallow it, like you don't feel it there anymore. And then your mouth feels just as dry. Like it's there, it's like a substance water, but the second it's not used for its purpose, it just kind of disappears. It doesn't like even evaporate, like it's just like kind of like
boop. I'm going to take a sip from my water skin.
The same thing happens to you. It just kind of...
We can't drink this. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put my hands together, do a little rub, and then touch Riku, and I attempt to cure him of his disease.
All right, Riku, do you allow this?
Yeah, I'm not in health. I'm not moving very fast right now.
All right, so like he comes up to you, and you're just like, what are you doing? And he's just like, boop.
He's saved.
You feel this burning on your back.
What are you doing?
Almost like it's not like a someone stabbed you kind of pain, but it's definitely like someone put a very hot heat pad
that
on your back.
I don't feel good right now.
He takes his hand off. You're able to get a full breath. Your lungs, you were just kind of weak. You were starting to like shrivel a little bit. You are cured of a disease that I thought was going to afflict you longer. Yay! Good job for having a paladin in your party.
Do you have your powers back, Eris?
I feel weaker, but I also feel different.
Uh-huh.
It's like almost like I got a different power in me now, but I don't feel as powerful as before.
But that spell did work. Right?
I don't know how you feel.
I feel a lot better.
There you go. So I didn't fuck up that bad.
But for what it's worth, I think the days are longer here. So every day that we spend here, a year will pass in the material plane.
And if I can get a 20.
Wait.
He had to get a 20. Like,
ruined all of his fun.
Yeah, I was planning on just having that little bit of, like, they get back, and it's like 5 years in the... I don't know. I have no idea how long it's going to take you guys to get back. But, like, just have that little gem just hidden.
It's going to take us a couple... I'm estimating it's going to take us a month to get out of here.
All right, I really hope it doesn't take you guys a month to get here. Because then, like, all my plans... So, yeah, you go to a... You're going to, go like, end up
fucking
going home, and it's
and
an
all,
apocalypse. Yeah,
yeah
and, like...
Yeah.
So
don't take a year. Don't
whatever
a year.
Happens, we need to do it quickly.
You're saying the sun never set.
No, it's still... It almost looks like it hasn't even gotten to noon yet outside. We've been here for hours.
Roth. We need to get some water soon.
That means the whole city
could potentially be destroyed.
I will say you guys have been here for about 16 hours. You doing your math, probably 4 or 5 months have passed already.
We need to get back.
Wait, who does the math on that? Is that him, Riku?
Yeah. The Solstice games are probably already over.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh,
sure. That bear is probably...
full like grown.
Big full grown.
Hopefully.
That halberd is the least of my concerns right now.
Well, I mean, 4 or 5 months wouldn't be full grown.
All right, so...
it'd be a lot bigger.
It'd be a lot bigger,
took the first shift?
No, she did.
I took the first shift.
You didn't say you're not there.
Well, I said I took the first shift.
Try to keep it brief.
So you didn't see Ishii or what he was doing?
Ishii was asleep during my shift. And was it only 2 shifts, can we assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done it to where, like, you don't have to, like, we're not going to, like, rotate this to be, like, a watch taking hella long.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it to where 2 shifts will always equal out the 8 hours, 1-4, 1-4. 9 times out of 10, I assume you guys are going to, like, shift in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Just so,
that's
like,
more of less of, like, if anyone saw what Ishii was doing and be like...
No one did.
Fuck.
I will come up at the end of my shift, and then I went to sleep.
Because I got it right, I can do this. I go to the water bowl, scoop up the water, scoop up the fire.
Ishii, what are you doing right now?
Do you want me to go?
Well, you asked him a question, so I feel you're DM. You can...
No. I know. While you're scooping up like elements and things, you have one hand of water, one hand of fire. Ishii, what are you doing in that?
Middle room.
Because, like, while you guys have been, like, waking up and talking about this time...
He's doing stuff.
He's still doing stuff.
Okay. So I'm in this room. The one for... the would-be air is tipped over, right?
Yeah.
How big is this thing?
Oh, no. A map means a fight. Shut up, Will.
It does.
It does not. It just means that Kelly can't picture things, and I have Emma draw things so he can see them.
True.
I just got yelled at.
So.
Mom yelled at me.
How big is that?
How big is the bowls?
Mm-hmm.
The bowls are like a good 20. Yeah, they're 10 feet of diameter.
So these are big bowls.
Yes. And you're in the previous room that they are standing in.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 5 feet bowls.
Okay.
So this is a room that's just like a lot bigger of scale,
mm-hmm.
it seems.
So that bowl probably doesn't weigh anywhere of the limits of someone that could actually pick it up.
The fallen one?
Yeah.
You certainly try.
Oh, I'm going to try to put it back up on its thing.
Okay.
Or at least tip it.
Yeah, so upright. Again, just in case anybody has just happened to wander into episode 32 instead of listening to 31 first, at least, Ishii is away from the party in a secondary room that has 4 giant bowls. One of a blazing fire, one of a dirt mound that is constantly like reforming. It kind of almost like looks like at some points it forms into like a castle.
Yeah.
And then it kind of crumbles, and then it's like a tower, and then it crumbles. It just kind of keeps building different things. Like now it's a pyramid, and then it crumbles. Like just dirt that's moving. Water that looks like it's just waves are constantly moving on it. And then there is a smaller bowl in the center of each of them that are empty, unlike the room that you guys are in that had gold. And then there is a bowl that would have had air if it was mimicking the room from before, but it is knocked off of its pillar and on its, like, side.
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll a strength check for me.
7.
You're feeling weak.
Can I at least get it upright? Like, not up onto the thing, but, like, because it's drawn, like, it's sideways.
Yeah, so it is sideways leaning against its pillar up. So are you saying, do you want to get it like flat on the ground?
Yeah.
Then I will say yes.
Okay.
Even with a 7, but not very graceful.
Just like...
all of you make perception checks for me. Disadvantage.
Yeah, no.
Except not.
10.
Six.
18.
Nadia, you hear... wom 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 as the bowl is. It's very light. It's a very like, because it's through stone and all this other things. So yeah, but you just hear like a ping.
You nailed that.
Do I hear that it's through that picture wall where the door was?
Hmm?
Can I hear what direction it's coming from?
I'll say yeah.
I like walk over and kind of put my ear against the wall.
They are metal.
Okay. I was picturing like marble.
It's a kind of mixture of both, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I made the wah 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 sound because it was funnier, but now that it's canon, it's canon.
Yeah. They're metal.
Did either of you hear that?
Hear what?
I'm thirsty.
All right, I heard something. Yeah, Riku, you have a handful of water and fire. What are you doing with them?
Yes. Grab the air, as odd as that sounds, and some earth. We're going to try to put the elements back on the wall to open the door.
To complete the mural.
Yeah. How it was when we first got here.
I heard something back there. Okey if it dokey. Opens, be prepared.
I do exactly what he said.
And we throw them simultaneously.
Okay.
I pull out my sword.
All right.
Air bomb.
What did you... So you had... You threw the air?
And earth.
I had okay.
You
water
just said
and
air
fire.
Bombs, I was just making sure.
And he said earth and air, and we threw them on the wall.
Okay. Again, they all hit. And the door opens. Ishi, you hear a... coming from behind you. Mm-hmm. Since this is the second time, I will just throw out there. That it didn't have to be simultaneously. You could have put one at a time.
Didn't know.
We're yeah, overachievers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quicker. We say
I want to stealth down
seconds.
The hallway first.
Okay.
Because I do not know that Ishi's back there.
Go ahead and roll a stealth check. So as soon as that door opens, she just like, phew, and slinks down the hallway.
It's just funny. Total crouching, sword out.
I don't have my armor, but I still have a disadvantage on stealth.
14 for stealth.
Is your armor in the bag of holding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm assuming I can't wear it because I...
Well, one, Ishi's not there, but two, you cut it, yeah.
Yeah.
What was your stealth again?
It was a 14.
Oh, hey, what's up, Nadia?
You can see her. What's your passive?
15.
So you come like slinking around the corner and just kind of like peek your head around, and it's just like Ishi is like just looking at the bowl, and then he just kind of turns right away and is like, "What's up?"
Oh,
stupid face.
Are the others with you?
They're on their way.
Cool. Nadia, also, just to throw it out there, as you went down that hallway, there was a crack in the wall of the hallway on the right side. Just a pretty crack, big crack, all the way from like ceiling to floor. Probably could squeeze in size. You don't know like where it would go or anything. Just
okay, it was like dark. It wasn't like lit or like constructed with like more murals.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey. What's the lighting right now?
What?
Before you
damn.
Guys.
I said fam.
Fam, because she said lit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Once I talked to her and I asked if the others were coming, I want to yell to them. Hey, what do you guys bring a handful of that air down here?
Gotcha. I do that.
What's the lighting like in this room?
In what room?
The hallway to, I guess, the
chamber. The hallway has, these small, like, pressed in little flames that are glowing, very light. It is probably considered dim light in this hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get to the main room that now Ishi is in, it is a little better than the one you guys were in. Before, the only one light that was coming in was like the stairs, which was pretty enough to keep that ambient. This room is a little dimmer. It has torches on the sides of the pillars.
Are they lit?
They are lit. And it has the fire that's in the center, but it all seems to be this arcane fire that's keeping this seeable in here.
It's like fairy fire, maybe. I don't know. All
right, walk in with the air in my hands.
Cool. So you scooped up this small little tornado and it stayed, you know, going. As you kind of took a handful of the air, like basically like you just kind of broke off the little piece of this tornado. It reformed in the tornado that was in the bowl, and then you've got a small little one that's just going in your hand.
Huh.
And you walk in with it.
You wanted this?
Yes. Can you put it in that bowl in the middle real quick? I'll need your hands.
This one was filled with gold. We should probably fill it back up like it was in the other room. And then
true.
I do so. I put it in.
All right.
What?
This one was filled with gold.
In the other room.
In the other room.
Yes.
So we should probably
fill it with gold.
Okay. To mirror the other room. I was just making sure what I heard you say. I was confused.
But the air is in there now.
Yeah, yes. But the air is in there.
Yeah,
right,
you've
now.
Got a little tornado.
So just so it doesn't fly off into the air.
Can you guys help me lift this thing?
Yeah.
That giant bowl?
And then I'll explain something afterwards. Eve!
No!
Do it happen.
Do it happen.
Do we need to make some strength checks?
I will say...
With the four of us, hopefully not.
I will say, no, you do, because you're all pretty exhausted, and then Nadia's not the strengthiest out of the group. Disadvantage, but four of you... Let us all say you all just roll strength check, and I will do a group check.
So we don't roll with disadvantage, just normal
rolls? Yeah, just normal roll.
17.
7.
Unnatural 20.
11.
Not
natural. I'm switching dice.
Ishii and Riku's sides kind of go up. Eris, Nadia's side is kind of not so much going up.
I need water. Yeah.
Riku and Ishii can't do it on their own. And they set it back down.
Jeez, that's heavy.
I just walk over and grab the air and just put it in it while it's on the ground. Does it get bigger?
It stays at the same height.
Like to fill the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It stays at the same little tornado for right now.
All right.
Just kind of... The other tornado stays in the center of the bowl, mm-hmm. taking up the entire bowl. This small one is just kind of circling the edges.
Right. Okay.
We need to make multiple trips, maybe.
Ishii, why didn't you tell us about the time difference?
What time difference?
Between planes.
Maybe what? He doesn't know.
I mean, you're from here, right?
Yeah.
So I think you know.
The days here are a lot longer.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
42 hours or 72 hours to a day. And if that's true, then that means one day here equals 1 year in the material plane.
Oh. Well, that's not good. That means I've been alive way longer than you guys.
You have been.
Huh.
How many years have you been in this plane? Before you...
18? 20? Numbers? I don't know. Yeah, I was lost in the desert for a while.
Is you got an idea?
You're 24, correct?
Yeah.
20. You were there before, and then when you teleported, you've been in the desert and all this other stuff before. So.
20.
Is you, I got an idea.
What?
Why don't you use your Mold Earth thing to, like, push it upward, and then we could scoot it onto the thingy.
We could try. I think.
Is there, like, a crank/forklift system in this world?
No.
Levers? Like, no, like, big old, like, cranes that just go, and then they wrap it, and it's like...
Should it be, like, pulleys or something?
Yeah, pulley system type
thing. Yeah.
So, I'm trying to use that as...
Like, beep, yeah, beep, beep. Beep.
I use the pulley metaphor, except very crappily, because I'm super thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in the corner right now, just, like, counting on my fingers, and, like, looking at, like, up at nothing, and, like, thinking some more.
Doing some math. For the three of you that haven't been in this room yet, now you've seen this map, what it looks like. It pretty looks like the standard of the other room. Where the one... plaque was that had the first thing of when the four became one, life was brought anew or began anew. It was right by the collection bowl. This one, however, is on the back wall. And this one says, when the strength of the four is gained, so too shall life begin anew.
I'm gonna go over to the fire and then earth. And then add it to the middle bowl. That's where the wind is, right?
Wind, Kelly took and put it back in this bowl. But you can take the fire and the earth. And
I want to do that. And okay. Then I go, We should try putting both of those in this one.
That would be a good thought. If as soon as the fire and earth touch this bowl together, a big pot of fire erupts, the earth starts building just like a giant kind of pillar, like in its center of its bowl. You all kind of turn and wing around to look at it. In the center bowl, the fire and earth kind of dissipate. They're out of the bowl. And go ahead and roll perceptions. Disadvantage for those who have it.
One.
I just rolled double 18. I rolled double 18.
Yay.
Nadia, throw that on
Nadia,
the board.
Nadia, I got a one.
Do your number first. It's fine.
I have my number. 21.
They already said theirs.
Sorry.
41. You said, yeah.
Who 14. Got a one? Riku?
Me. Yes, 14. Riku.
And what did Nadia get?
21.
21. So, Eris, Nadia, you start to see those kind of like flame in and grow big, and then they just kind of, and the pillar there kind of falls back into the bowl, and now the dirt that constantly had built up onto itself just kind of flattens. The fire that was like, before, when it was blazing, it was probably a standard campfire size.
It's flickering.
Yeah. And now it goes down, and it's just like a low simmer on like a stove. The small little tornado that you put into the big bowl grows. And the waves of the water bowl start to get really big. Like, in its own bowl. It's still contained in its bowl. But, like, they start being, like, huge. Like, how is it staying and not splashing out of its bowl? Nadia and Eris see an almost wave-like hand come out of the water. And a tornado-like hand, an air-like hand come out. I need you guys to roll initiative.
Nice.
I'm not ready for
that. Is initiative an ability check?
No, it's its own thing.
I think it's its own thing.
Okay.
Cool.
I might get a skeeting message on Facebook or something.
It is you motherfuckers!
What, did we notice what triggered that, or was it just the air getting put in the bowl?
As soon as Eris put the two elements into the bowl. And as soon as Eris put the two elements into the bowl.
Into the middle bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. He only put two of them in?
Yes.
Okay. I rolled and immediately forgot what I got. Okay. 15.
I didn't ask yet.
All right. Well,
now we know.
You normally do, so.
Well, I go 25 to 20. 20.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a noob. I'm just stupid.
It happens.
We're just human.
The only one.
All right, so Eris, you're by the bowl. Nadia, Riku, and Ishii are still by this air.
I need some distance.
Elemental.
Like right now.
Which elements did Eris put in the bowl?
Fire and earth. And Eris. So, the water and air felt left out, so they came to play.
So should we throw the other ones in during this fight?
That was just me being funny.
No, that's me thinking.
Okay.
Should we throw the other ones in during this fight?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Try. Okay. All right. That's what I'd do.
There's currently no water in the bowl. It's all as this element.
Throw the whole element in there.
I'm gonna drink them.
There's this tornado has taken all the air. So there's not just like air sitting in the bowl. Unless you like blow into the bowl, maybe. I don't know. 20. 5 to 20.
Oh,
big oof.
On, guys.
20 to 15.
16.
19.
15.
16.
Okay, so we have.
So slightly.
Eris,
no big oof.
You got a 15, and you two both got 16.
Yes.
Okay.
We share initiative a lot.
We do.
Yeah, you do. That's fucking metal. Bro.
I'm actually pretty thirsty now.
go ahead and get a drink. Or no, you're first, so go ahead and do your move, and then when you get a drink, get me a Coke as well.
Sure.
That's why I wanted him to get a drink.
Not sponsored by Coca-Cola products.
I like how you even said it quickly.
I look at,
they always
I
say
look
it
at the water elemental.
Currently no,
and just be like, I'm gonna drink the shit out of you.
And then I want to use my channel divinity and then use my action to use turn my weapon into a sacred weapon.
You do that.
My hammer turns into a bright, or starts emitting bright light 20 feet, and then another 20 feet dim light becomes magical.
Yes.
And I stay put for now.
Needed.
Really?
I can't attack. It costs an action.
Oh, use. I was like...
Also, I have no amp. Armor.
Oh no.
Wait, level one exhaustion. Is that just on
just
ability
checks?
Ability checks, not on attack rolls.
Right, cool.
That's
like,
exhaustion level two.
That is exhaustion. No, damn. Level three is okay. Disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Twos is your speed is half.
Half, that's what I thought.
So, Eris, you tap your hammer, pull out your hammer because you didn't have it out. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you have your shield with you?
It's with me. I didn't put that out either.
Okay, but I would assume, actually, since you're not wearing armor, you don't have, like, the necessary, like, shield holster.
You just been walking around with
hammer
it.
Holster. So I assume, like...
I mean, I still have my, like, utility belt and stuff, so I feel like I still have my...
You should talk over here.
I still have my utility belt, so I feel like I have my... frog?
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know
what it's called. The
sheet thing? Oh.
Right.
The probably hammer, yeah, maybe I don't have, like...
Does your shield have a strap on it?
I pictured it with the strap every time I put it
okay,
on.
Okay, then that's fine. So you take out your hammer.
Uh-huh.
All right. And he does that. Nadia, then you are up, standing right in front of this tornado, wind circle, elemental.
Fun stuff. Can I make a history check if I know anything about elementals?
Sure. Let's go for it.
I know.
Eight.
I thought you
rolled one. No, elemental planes is not something that you were very familiar with at all.
Okay.
Maybe the most that you can muster out of it is the elemental, like there is special fire, water, air, wind. They're magical.
Yeah, that's about all I know.
Yeah,
it's like an arcane water creature.
Yeah,
that's about it.
They're magically delicious.
Ishii, you were also up with Nadia. I didn't know if okay.
Yeah, she's. Good.
You said okay. There was like a hand that I saw come out. Like there's arms forming. And
there
stuff.
Is like appendages. Yes, pseudopods. I think they're called.
I'm gonna try to. I have my sword out still.
Uh-huh.
Take my sword. And grab the arm and try to cut it off. See if that works.
Shh, go for it.
But it's an attack roll, so I'm attacking its arm.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. So that'll be an 18 to hit.
That will hit.
And then 10 damage. 10 piercing damage.
Okay.
This is a short sword.
Since
it's air and water, I don't feel like you can cut air or water.
I don't feel like you can either, but I felt like it was worth the try.
It's definitely worth the try.
So you go and cut at it, and then as I open my Coca-Cola can. Still not sponsored by Coca-Cola Box.
Still not. Not in the last 10 minutes. Sponsorship.
We didn't get just random sponsorship. You do cut it. And as your dagger blade, short sword goes and slices at it, it kind of gets kicked out really quickly.
Oh, like the force, like the wind. Because
it's wind
moving,
so as soon as it kind of hit, it was almost like it, yeah, poof, and then you still, you know, kept a hold of your sword. But like, you can tell that like it cut a little bit, And you can see the whole kind of wind kind of like shiver, I guess. It affected it a little bit of damage wise, but not a lot of it.
Okay. And then I guess free action, I will pull out
what you want?
My knuckle axe.
All right. That ends your turn?
Knuckle axe.
Yes, that ends my turn.
Right. Is she?
Can I make it to the water one?
Ooh.
I feel like I'm looking through this one and I see Eris standing face to face with it with no armor on. Like, there's 32 people over here.
25.
Cool.
If you want to do one more to semi put yourself in between Eris and the water, you could. You still have 5 more feet.
Like shift to the left?
Yeah. I'll do it. Just to get you like that little bit more.
Dance to the right, rock your body in time.
To the left. All right, then I pull out my 2 swords.
Yes.
I've got the bludgeoning one in my right hand, which will be my primary hand, I guess. So that one will attack twice, and the slashing one will attack once because, I don't know, math.
Which one is attacking twice?
The bludgeoning one.
Okay.
So...
go ahead.
I'll do it in order then. So the first one will be an 18.
18 will hit.
I could better.
The second one will be a 13.
Will not hit.
And the third will be a 15.
15 will.
Okay, so both are the bludgeoning one. And I'm going to add some damage.
Both of those weapons are the vicious weapons, correct?
Yes.
They're considered magical.
Oh, shit. Shit, yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm going to add 1 superiority die to the damage.
Okay.
So
this is all bludgeoning damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Magical bludgeoning.
Magical bludgeoning, yes.
All right. So, 11, 13.
Just how is that? Magical.
Yeah, I know. Magical.
18 magical damage with a little hint of bludgeoning.
Magical
okay.
Damage.
So, as these waves start to form and these pseudopods start to grow out of it, you thinking quickly, seeing Eris just kind of vulnerable and defenseless, because he taps his hammer and just like a big bright light comes off his hammer as like a beacon, like,
yeah,
I'm exposed!
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay.
I also picture it like actually being like a light bulb, so it's just a quick like,
bing. Yeah, like you just flip the switch and it's just like, wing, and you go over there and as you go in and whack it both times with the bludgeoning, this flat dull sword, I guess.
Right.
The waves just kind of like, you hear a loud like smack of it. The slicing sword, as you went to try to go through it, it just kind of sliced right through a wave, like the edge of like a pseudopod, and then it just kind of like sliced apart and then reformed.
Right.
Not dealing any damage, but just for flavor and kicks.
Flavor and kicks.
Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
That's it.
That's it, man?
That's it, mate.
Riku, you're up.
Me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they both didn't roll high either.
I thought somebody else got high.
They've all attacked.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
They've all had their turn.
You saw me try to slice and bounce.
She hit. She
but
connected.
I have 9 health, so I need some distance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold up my right hand and throw my left hand on it, and I'm going to Eldritch Blast 2 okay. times.
Yep. Go ahead.
So I can back up.
Get some distance. Gotcha.
Oh, yes. Oh, balls.
This is the air.
Okay. 19 and 11.
Both will hit.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
For our number crunches, just in case, the air elemental is different than in the Monster Manual. Just throwing that out there.
7 magical force, and I'm pushing it back.
Just 7 damage from 2 hits?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I know. Could have been way better. Rolled a 1 and a 6.
Can I?
I'll push it back 20 feet. Try to hit it off the wall if that'll do anything.
It's air.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah, you gotta shoot your shot.
Am I able to use my reaction to jump out of the way? I know it's not going to hit me, but I feel like I would have done that if I can do
you,
that.
You sidestep it a little bit and just kind of let it...
She's just trying to break that 5 feet distance.
Oh, no.
And then I back up and I pull out my
flail. Sorry, I can't help it. Season 3, that's coming out soon.
I don't
Carbon Quest. It's only on VRU. No.
VRB.
I'm pull out shirt.
What's VRU? That's a thing at Fifth Third. That's one of our processes. Go what now?
I pulled out 2 shuriken and I end my turn.
I'm so sorry. Oh, yes, you do. As you kind of air blast it back and it kind of goes and hits the wall, like a lot of dust and cobwebs just kind of like poof off of the wall, and now it's spinning in the tornado. Just as a little extra
also
effect.
Big Mouth comes back November or October.
Solid. Yeah. Mine was D&D related. I want to throw that out there.
That's possible.
Just
Big Mouth.
Trying to have a conversation.
The water one goes first. And being Ishi, just being right next to it, it will attack you.
Hello.
Each creature in the elemental space must make so water form. The elemental can enter a hostile creature's space and stop there. So it will go
in my space.
In your space.
All up in my face.
Each creature in the elemental space must make a DC strength saving throw.
Is that ability check considered?
No, because remember, stage 3 says disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws.
Oh, okay.
So this would just, you get your normal.
24.
Nice. Ooh. So on a failure, that doesn't matter. If it is large or smaller, it is grappled. That's still on a failure until grappled. If the saving throw is successful, the target is pushed out of the elemental space. So you just kind of like, as it tries to like, overwhelm you, you just like form as hard as a rock, and it can't like fully grasp onto you,
yeah,
and just shoves you out.
Can't weather me.
The elemental can grapple. Okay. The elemental. So that just says each creature in the elemental space. That was just it moving. So I'm assuming it still gets to make its 2 attacks.
That's cool, yeah. You do you, babe.
So, first attack, 14 plus 7, 21.
Yes.
Second attack, 16 plus 7.
Yes.
Okay, well, you got lucky on that one. First attack does 6.
Cool.
2 ones. And then that one will do 14. So a total of 20. As these 2 water just poof, poof, on the bright side after being whelmed and slammed, you're a clean boy.
Nice.
You're a clean boy.
I was about to ask if you could mold earth on your skin.
I don't know.
You're a clean boy, and it's the air's
turn. I know what I would do.
Yeah, I already thought about that.
The...
I don't know either.
Assuming they're talking about penis, but... These
what is wrong with you?
We put the children at the farm. Penis.
Oh my god.
All right, so this one will enter Nadia's space.
Yeah.
So
I
need you to make a strength saving throw.
Ooh, I'm not great at those. That's a 5.
Okay, that is a fail. You must make a strength saving throw of 13, so it is a fail. On a failure, you take...
Ooh, god.
12. I rolled 2 ones. Again.
Lucky
death. Yes. 12 bludgeoning damage. And it's flung up to 20 feet.
Holy shit.
Let's just go 1, 2, 3, 4. It says random. 3, you fucking slam on the wall right behind you.
Yeek.
It's probably really loud in this room.
It was
right now.
12 damage, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
With nothing but wave crashing sounds and
flying in a random direction and is knocked prone. So as you slam under the wall, it knocks you you down.
That is not good.
If the target is thrown, strikes an object such as wall or floor, they take 1d6 bludgeoning damage for every 10 feet thrown. So you actually didn't get thrown any feet. Like, you got maybe got thrown like 4 feet. Let's just half it. So two.
Two? Okay.
This is a very aggressive shove.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. Threw me into a wall.
If the target is thrown at another creature, they must make soap. It still also gets to make its two slam attacks.
Oh, god damn.
Awesome.
Oh, what?
You prone. So what is that? What is that?
Advantage.
They have advantage.
Advantage.
On attack.
If they're within 5 feet,
as long as it's not range. Yeah.
Okay. So 15 plus 7, I think.
That hits.
Do. Or plus 8, so.
Hits.
And then the second. Oh nope, still advantage. Okay. 13.
Doesn't hit.
One. Okay, so you only get hit by one.
Uncanny dodge?
For this one, sure. So as you're just laying on the ground, I don't think there's any rules against uncanny dodging while prone. So you'll take half of this damage.
She just steamrolls out of the way.
Which would have been 16 halved to 8.
Cool.
Oh my god. Not it.
And we're at the top of the round. What?
He's just watching
I'm,
me
I'm watching
calculate
her health.
My HP.
I mean, I'm at 9, but Jesus.
Free action, shield, whip it around.
That takes an action.
Fuck, never mind then.
It does.
Shields are so big,
yeah.
They take an action.
Free action, double fist my hammer.
Okay.
I don't do that. I'm just like, I'm just like.
Thirsty?
And then do my two
You
attacks.
Look tasty.
Drink the entire thing. Can't fight it.
And then the disadvantage is for skill checks.
Yeah, so your attack,
so I'm good.
Fine.
Attack is good.
Mm-hmm.
Completely normal!
Why? Did you yell completely?
7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. For the first one. Yes.
Such a long way to do that, yeah.
And then I roll a 12, so that also hit.
All right, yeah. Sure.
Sweet. Thank you, Sacred Weapon.
Double fisted, that's a 10. Nine,
16,
that's it.
Yeah, 16 damage.
Alright.
Make sure I didn't add anything else to it.
Mm-hmm. Torn between attacking or trying to
get it into the middle.
You know what I mean, yeah.
That's what I was gonna do.
That's what she tried to like cut some and just like chuck a tornado. I assume.
But I have more.
Good
plans.
Idea if it wasn't.
I can disengage, but
and then as
yes,
a bonus action, I want to cast Shield of Faith on Nadia.
Okay.
You have a plus 2 to your AC.
A plus 2 to my AC? Whoop whoop.
Nadia, you are up.
Okay. It's a 16 now. Cool. So.
Isn't it 17? Isn't your AC 15?
Old character sheet.
Yeah, I remember we fixed your numbers because we realized you were one short. So yeah, you.
So I've updated to my phone.
Bitchin'. Damn, I have the lowest AC then.
What's your AC?
16.
Well, she normally has a 15.
It takes half my movement to get up, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna drop my sword
on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bow.
Drop it. Half my movement to get up. Bonus action: disengage.
Okay.
And go toward the bowl. All
right. So
I can go through the square that Ishii is in because he's an ally, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So 5, 10. You would be in Ishii's square with him.
Okay. So I'm like 5 feet from the bowl within.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say technically Ishii is in between you and the bowl.
Hello.
Free action, pull out my water skin.
Sure.
And then action, I want to pour the magical water that I had in my water skin into the bowl and blow into the bowl.
Hey,
the water goes in. You blow on it. The water just sits there in the bowl.
It's gotta be magical air.
Yeah.
Does anything happen to the water elemental?
Not yet.
Okay. And that's everything I can do. So I'll end my turn.
Okay. Is she?
Okay. I will jump and try to land on the bowl with like my feet. How big is the bowl?
Is it like 10 foot?
It's about 10 feet.
Okay, so maybe, my feet aren't gonna reach each side.
It's smaller than the other one.
The big goal is for me to be standing in this bowl without touching the water.
Yeah, you want
to
be in that small one. I would say with your wings, but yeah, you'd be doing a moderate split, but...
Okay, I want to do that. And go then...
Go ahead and give me an acrobatics. Without, like...
Yep.
Disadvantage,
yeah, because it is ability
that's
check.
That's gross.
Oofie.
11.
It's over 10. Let me hear what you want to do.
What I want to do, I want to get into this bowl. And then look at the air one, speaking primordial.
Okay.
And I want to tell it that it's a dumb bitch and to come fight me.
Do any of you speak primordial?
Nope.
So you just hear... Primordial is a very hard... guttural noises.
What? What?
And then say to them, get behind me. Please.
Please.
I want to say he won't get an opportunity to attack because it's still within 5 feet.
Kind of shimmy around him.
A little, yeah. It's iffy, but we'll say yeah, no. What, is that then your turn?
That's it.
Okay.
It's all your boys doing.
Riku.
I'm going to move up one. I'm going to Eldritch Blast the water one.
Okay.
Away. Because okay. we got the water in it, right? Yeah, we got the water in it. So I'm going to Eldritch Blast that one. I have two shuriken in my hand, in this hand, because I'm pulled out. Okay, yeah, I can do it with my right hand still. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 to hit.
To hit the water? The That'll water. Hit.
Yes, they both hit that.
You should have thrown your shuriken in the air and be like, bah, bah, and then try to catch it. Like, oh, badass.
No.
Oh, okay.
6 damage. Magical. Back 20 feet.
I'm gonna say since they have like water and air for him that the sure. This is not gonna affect him at all.
Sure.
And he just kind of like splashes around in
reforms. Okay, so it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Is it get behind him? And I'll move behind Ishii.
Get behind him. How did I know to say that? Am I a wizard?
Have I always been a wizard?
And then I have a demon.
And I pull out two more shuriken with my other hand, and then I end my turn.
No paper bombs?
Not yet. I'm hurt. I don't want to blow myself up.
No paper bombs. Squirt, 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 squirt.
Oh.
It's the water's turn, he just Damn makes it. Up the...
I was trying to...
Get he distance. makes up the distance. Let's see if he recharges his... Well... He does not.
Good.
So he will make his two attacks.
Lame.
Against... Did you both attack him?
Yeah, I attacked him, but then I also called his friend a bitch.
Yes. In Primordial. Caesar, did you attack him?
I attacked the water, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he'll hit you both with one. Caesar is a 19 plus numbers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ishii's 14 plus 7, 21.
Yes.
Oof.
I'm going to roll both these damage, and you guys are both going to take the same, just so I can speed it up. 15.
Wow.
as these two just water fucking piercing fists just slam, bow, bow, into both of you almost simultaneously.
Whoosh.
I just imagine the SpongeBob episode where Patrick is just like, mouth open, just getting all the snowballs. So like when the fist comes towards Aris, he's just like, ah, hurts. But trying to get thirsty doesn't do anything.
Hurts so good.
Hurts so good.
He does not quench his thirst. If you do that.
For the visual, yeah, I do that. And I just don't want
to get. He's going to attack Nadia.
Oh no, do that.
You didn't give me enough time.
I'm really gonna laugh if the flames are back to the same wall.
Well, I thought it would be smart enough to understand me and then just not good for you.
I wish. Didn't
happen.
But it was gonna go for you either way.
He does not get his whirlwind. No.
Maybe.
He does not get his whirlwind back. And that would be.
That's a whirlwind.
Fuck. I don't think that's high enough. That was a fucking 3 plus 8. Well, 11.
Nope. Not high enough.
Second one is a 16 plus numbers.
So that probably hits. Oh. I have 17.
Yeah. 16 plus 8.
Yeah,
24.
Ooh, before you do that, what's the rules on concentration? Because you did hit me.
Oh, make a constitution.
Constitution check?
Oh. Constitution save of 10 plus whatever level spell.
You take damage and succeed on a constitution saving throw to maintain your concentration. The DC is 10 or half the damage you take, whichever is higher.
Good catch.
That's what it was. So
we took
constitution
15,
saving throw.
15
so,
and half.
So,
would 10 be, so 10 is higher. So just you have to make constitution save a 10.
Okay, and then since that's a skill check, do I get disadvantage on that?
It is not a skill
no.
check.
No.
Okay.
It saves it.
Sweet.
Ooh.
8.
So you lost the plus 2.
It's not going to affect this.
But
no.
It doesn't affect, yeah, that.
I forgot what your first number was. So it's like, does that affect it? Because that matters. And now you're down to a...
14.
Yep,
it's
a
15 again.
God, you guys keep saying stuff to me after I roll, and I keep not remembering what I rolled, so I just keep rolling again. Hopefully this one doesn't... Yeah, hopefully I wasn't rolling ones, and you guys just made me forget. 7 plus... 5.
Uncanny dodge.
Is yeah, so 12
six.
Half six.
Okay,
that's hard, guys.
What
I said, math's hard,
math's
guys.
Hard, guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna die,
but that will end its turn.
Human calculator
back to Aris.
Sweet. We still got the water, that thing moved forward. Yeah, fuck that thing. Double attack again.
Fuck the water,
yeah.
All right.
2, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13?
No.
Nope. Okay. And then I rolled a 12 from last time, but that will hit.
Okay.
Watch out! 4, 8. 8 damage.
8. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, so as this water thing comes back up and like punches both of you, you end up just also just swinging your hammer again twice at it. Nadia.
Am I up?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you magical? Now it is, yeah.
Bonus action, disengage. And then I want to run around to the right and flank the water dude. The water. And get right next to Aris if I can. Yeah. Far around of the camp. That's good.
Alright, you're in a tight spot right up against this bowl.
Ooh, where is the bowl?
Like you're standing
Ooh.
In it.
Okay. Cool. I from my perspective, I cannot see behind that elemental.
Okay,
so,
yeah, you are pretty close, like wedged.
Gotcha.
Wedged with the bowl if you're trying to get like right behind him.
That's fine. I'll wedge myself against the bowl.
Okay.
It's not like you have to
bowl.
Suck in because you're just like rubbing against
okay.
jello, maybe.
And then,
we'll see what effects that has.
Jesus. Okay. I
not this one.
will offhand attack with my knuckle axe, because I have the water skin and the knuckle axe.
Yeah.
Knuckle axe is my offhand. And I get sneak attack because Eris is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ishii.
And Ishii, hey, true.
It's your boy.
14.
14 will just hit.
Okay.
Damn, we're on 13.
Yes.
Hey guys, his AC is 14.
That's what just hits means. Yes. You've cracked the DM code.
Fifth. I didn't have to roll perception on that.
15 slashing damage.
We get... Cool. As your knuckle axe kind of goes in, you don't feel a lot of resistance with your knuckle axe. It just kind of like slices through. You do some damage, but probably not as much as piercing a body or something.
I figured.
It's not magical.
Gross. So my shuriken won't do dick.
Is she?
We'll do half.
Are you Nadia? Are you?
Yeah, that's all I can do. Okay,
making sure.
That's where I'm at.
Can one of you guys throw the fire or the rock in here when the wind one tries to enter my soul? And then I just use my second wind to get some health back. And I'm still just standing there.
Didn't okay. we already put those two in there?
They dissipated, though.
They dissipated. Gotcha.
Yeah, right now there's just, like, water sitting in there.
Oh, goddammit.
Get back. Stay calm.
Stupid 10-sided die landed on a 1.
And you're not gonna attack or anything?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
I'm worried I'm gonna fall out of this bowl if I attack. Or tip the entire thing over.
Riku, you're up.
I will just kind of toss all my shuriken off to the side.
You mean drop?
Drop,
so it's not,
sure. I don't want to drop them right at my feet and then step on them.
Sure.
Ow. Yeah, exactly.
They land flat.
Yeah, sure. And then I will grab earth and fire and throw them in the bowl, if I can.
Yeah, I will say it's not hard enough of attacks to kind of do, so sure.
It's that magical flame that you can like, pick up.
So sure, you grab a small little handful. So as you go, as you turn and see these small, the they're not roaring as they were. You go to go and grab the dirt, and it just rolls off your hand. And you can't pick up the dirt.
I can't pick up the dirt, is she?
All right, that means it's still activated, hopefully. Or we all die. Let's find out.
Can I do anything else? Asking if you're saying that took action or free action or
I'll say that was your free action of trying to grab something
that makes
and
sense.
Didn't
so that's a free action.
God. Yeah,
I turn around and look at this one. Oh god,
don't need to touch it.
It's defeated, it's dead. He knocked it over.
I'm gonna back up.
You're that kind of customer at Walmart when you scan something and it's like, it's not coming up, that means it's free, right?
I want to look at the water one, actually.
Okay.
And...
I don't want to push the air one 10 feet away. It's what I think his brain connected.
No. I'm gonna try to use Toll of the Dead. I don't know how these elementals work or if they have, like, brains and shit.
Okay.
It's going to hear bells and then the black... figure behind me, and it's gonna go forward.
Yeah.
This is really unenthusiastic. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like it. Why are you doing this?
I don't know. My head hurts.
Okay.
Make a wiz save.
Of
16.
12. No, I'm just trying to add. Just 12. I got 12.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
12.
They get zero to that one gets. Well, they both get zero to wisdom.
Yay. Wow, that was gross. 11.
11 to the water. What kind of damage?
I want to say necrotic damage. If you give me...
It was 11?
Yes. And it's necrotic.
Okay.
Ranker.
It happens as you look at it, and it kind of... This figure, you did, from all you know, it hears a bell. The water kind of like ripples. Looks like it affected it.
Sure.
Then your turn?
Then's my turn.
What happens next?
It's the water's turn.
Come at me, bro.
He's gonna actually just, since you've not attacked it the past two turns, like it's just like, all right, this thing's
already dead.
It looks like an earth elemental. I'm not gonna.
It'll attack Cesar and Sam.
Come at me, bro.
Both of which. So the I know the Cesar's one was a 3 plus numbers isn't gonna do anything. The water when it attacks you, which one is its bump? It gets so it is a 14.
Does not hit.
You finally found figured that you have a 15, so it does not hit. So
yeah.
I'm gonna be a dick, and with you being squeezed against that fucking bowl, it gets advantage on you. Didn't matter. Rolled lower.
Do you get for being a dick?
You're fucking squeezed. You can't like be your agile self and avoid stuff.
So it's harder for it to hit me because I'm so close to it.
Sure. Water, but sure. But it's gotten its whelm back.
It's like that founder from Finding Nemo.
So it misses everything. As a bunch of like water just starts going splashing everywhere as it's trying to hit everything, it doesn't. This air is going to attack Ishii, being the closest thing.
And also yelled at it in Primordial.
I don't think it understood.
It does not understand Primordial.
Oh.
It was a hope.
Its language is Aryan.
Thought maybe the language of my lance.
Right. It is going to head and let's see if it gets its whirlwind back.
Get it.
It does.
Yes.
And it will encompass you. I need you to make a strength saving throw.
19.
Good enough to pass. So if the saving throw is successful, the target takes half bludgeoning damage and isn't flung away or knocked prone. That seems weird, but... So you're going to take the damage. That's the wrong dice. Oof. Okay, that one's better for you. And ooh, that one's better for you. So, 12. Again, two fucking ones.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, as it encompasses you... Whoop. They go away. You kind of feel that whirlwind of power as it knocks you, and but you're just kind of like knowing that like this is your plan, this is what you're trying to go for, you need it to like be on you. You just like tighten all your muscles and just rock solid on everything.
No pun intended.
It was a pun. And then the waves that are still in the water bowl that were like starting to build back up go still. And the air just kind of... The water elemental just kind of splashes onto the floor.
Is there a door?
A door underneath the back picture. For the three that weren't in here, there are different hieroglyphs on the...
Oh my god, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse you.
Which were described in the last episode.
They were described in the last episode. I will do them hella quick on this. So, on the... this one. Got the wrong one. On the front that you guys came in, there's a picture of the four elements, but most of it's kind of... You right there?
Yeah.
You were just like going to town on your hair. There's a picture of the four elements that were in the first picture in the other room, but they're up on the top of this hieroglyph, and the rest of it is kind of caved and deserted off. On the left is a picture of all four of the elemental planes in the north, south, east, and west. Where there was a town in the center on the other ones, there is the picture of the material planes, the Shadowfell, and the Feywild in the center. So it's a picture of all the elemental planes and the material planes kind of merged together. On the right side, there is almost nothing. like all that picture has kind of fallen off and eroded. And then the one right above where the door has just opened, all you can really see is in the corners is probably the elemental symbol stones. And a lot of it's caved away, but you see two pairs of wings carved there. And that's it. And a door opens on the under the wings.
Ooh. I do a sick ass backflip off this bowl.
I need an acrobatics disadvantage.
16.
It's not the cleanest backflip, but like definitely better than like an amateur could have done.
Damn right.
Especially on that bowl. The bowl didn't fall at all either. Like his weight was perfectly balanced as he like perfect. Hops off and he does land. The bowl shifts a little bit though. Like,
I'm gonna put my water skin away and then go and pick up my sword.
Okay. All of the bowls, besides the air bowl, are now like just sitting there. There's no more waves in the water. It is just like flat. The earth is just kind of laying there in the earth bowl, and the fire is just kind of like a low blue simmer.
Nice.
You all okay?
Well,
I'm thirsty.
Maybe there's water in the next room that we worked so hard to get into for reasons that we don't know.
I'd really like to take a short rest before we go.
Who needs healing?
I do.
Well, we might want to get through this door first.
Before it closes.
I get close to him and I just offer a fist pump, but unenthusiastically, because I feel like, you know how when you're like super thirsty after a long day, you're just like, oh, I don't have...
And fist bumps are really hard.
Yeah.
Fist bumps are really
hard. Anyway, offer the fist bump.
Are you offering? Oh.
Yeah. Fist bump. I hear you for 7.
Yeah.
And I'm out of my lay hands.
He gave all he had to you.
Keep all he had.
I'll give you all my...
Such a fucking sweetheart.
I'll put my sword, not my weapons away, and just have my bladed boomerang out now.
I grab my shuriken.
I pull out my shield.
Okay. And you guys are going to go into the next room?
I want to...
At least into the hallway, if there is a hallway to the next room. In the hallway.
Just beyond...
You guys are going in that door. Because like, it just cracked a little bit. It didn't, like, open. You have to push it open.
Just into the door, and then hopefully there's a place to sit down.
Yeah. All right. I want to look at this and check that out. I think that's cool.
You say this, but the audience doesn't know.
The winged? I was hoping you would explain it.
The picture of the wings?
Yes.
That's, I mean, it. There's not a lot that... You can't gather a lot. Most of the...
Does it look like the image is there and something's over top of it, or something scraped the image off?
It does. Go ahead and roll perception. And as you do, we'll take a short break before you say yes the answer, and we will come back after that. You rolled for perception. Looking at the wings, the hieroglyphs on the winged
ones. That's right.
What was
17.
It? 17. Ooh. It looks... This whole room looks like just time has affected it. Just... It's starting... Like, this room maybe not have been as well protected as the first one, to where all the, you know, the hieroglyphs were still in moderately decent shape. In the first room, there was a lot of sand and stuff. So the first room... Sand had probably packed that room almost full. And then with the sandstorm, it kind of just blew it all out. And since it was like magic water, magic fire, and all this other stuff, like it just stayed in the sand like it was nothing. But this room didn't have anything in it since it was kind of sealed more. And the weather has just affected this. So it doesn't look like someone has like, because you said like, does it look like somebody like carved off of it? It doesn't look like it's been carved. Just look, it's just deteriorated.
Worn away.
But it has deteriorated and just happened to be strategic places to leave things ominous. Wonder how that happened.
I'd like to go up to the crack in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And how big did it open up? How much of a gap?
Probably not even a gap. Like the beginning of the bricks probably are just overlaid with like the wall. So that like you can tell that it opened, but there's not like you can't slide through yet. You're still going to have to push it.
Just like it like unlatched sort of deal.
So when you pop a trunk and it's not like...
Yeah, exactly. It's open, like it's just, like little... Yep, it's there. It's open. You can push it. Gotcha. But you can't see in or anything, no.
We walked past, like, a slit in the wall, didn't we, though? That you said we could have entered? Mm-hmm. Should we check that out?
You could probably maybe squeeze in, yeah.
Go for it.
You might have a time limit on this door. It closes again.
I'll hold it.
Yeah.
So,
we'll find out.
Do you want to open it up? I can run in and see what's on the other side.
That's cool.
You should open it up all the way and then use your mold earth as a doorstop.
Also that.
You look at me like I should know what you're guys are doing. You got to tell me which one you're
going
with.
I know.
All of them.
What are we doing?
If someone wants to go look in that crack, I will hold this door open so it doesn't shut.
I dash off to the crack.
Maybe. If it doesn't shut with me inside of it.
Okay, so Will, you kind of like, all right, Riku's just like, okay, and you head off, and you're going to have to start like squeezing your way through.
Sure.
Because you don't have a light or anything.
I can see in the dark.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm just saying like you, yeah, so you can start. It's a very tight fit.
Does it look like there's anything on the other side or what is?
I mean, it goes, you can't see on the other, yeah.
It's darkness.
Yeah, you're going to have to squeeze and you don't know how long and how far. Ishi, did you open the door, or what are you guys doing?
Yes. Pulled open the door.
You open the door, and it's just a small room. It's not a hallway.
Okay.
And inside, there is almost just like a barrel. And then when you take a look in there, there are two small, again, sconces that are keeping it just kind of lit a little bit. Mm-hmm. Around the room on each side, there is a carving. There's a carving that looks like a fire elemental. There's a carving that looks like a water elemental. There's a carving that looks like an air elemental. And there's a carving that looks like an earth elemental. In each of their eyes, they have gems emplaced. In the fire is red corodum gems. In the yellow, there is diamond green, or in the earth, there is a yellow diamond. Mm-hmm. In the air, there is a blue sapphire, two in each. And in the water, there are green emeralds. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, and the three of you there, make arcana checks. Stam with disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
You guys were all with disadvantage then.
Six.
Sam's disadvantage check is from a previous check that she had made about elementals, so I'm... She didn't know once about them, like, she might not know about this, but we can see what she gets.
What is...
Kelly got a six.
What
Arcana.
Check is
this?
Arcana.
Cesar? Eris? Three?
Eight.
I got a six.
Eight. All of you, they just look like valuable gems.
Okay.
Can't tell anything.
The sconces are arcane-ish, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So they constantly stay ablaze.
Yeah.
You said the water one is the only one with two gems?
Everyone has two gems.
Okay.
You can take a look in the barrel. There's no lid on it. And as you look in it, it is full of money. I won't tell you how much, but it is just full of copper pieces, silver pieces, a lot of gold pieces, platinum pieces.
Barrel
of
coins.
In this barrel.
Hmm. Is it like a wooden barrel or is it like a...
Wooden barrel.
Wooden barrel?
Yep.
Okay.
Riku, what are you doing? You want to start trying
like
to shimmy through or are you like...
It's, like it's meant
bad.
To be here. If it's wood, it's
if
like
it doesn't seem like there's anything
here.
On the other side, then I'll just... I'll come back because I don't know how long this door's going to stay.
Stored it?
Lean
or...
forward, sorry.
I don't know what that meant. I'm going to come back then if it doesn't seem like there's anything on the other
donation.
Side.
Okay. Yeah, you would have to start crawling through it for a little bit. You don't know how long it would last or anything like that. Like, you can't just, like, peek
like,
through the crack and see what's on the other side.
Like,
thing.
It would be like a stone.
So you come back in then.
So I'm not trying to fight a bunch of elementals by myself.
Yeah. You don't know what could be over there or if you got stuck. So you go ahead and go back to the group, all of which are now in the other room. You go in, and you see what I described the first time. Go ahead and take a look at those gems.
What is it again? Arcana.
Arcana.
18.
Okay.
Yay!
I'll say.
For stuff.
Huh?
That he's reaching for stuff.
Yeah.
It's always disappointing to get somewhere and it's like, you don't know.
Yeah. You don't know.
See ya.
Being in this room, being here, being there, seeing these gems, I have them kind of glowing. You go up to them and take a real fine look. Like, you're maybe like 2 inches away, inch away from it. Just kind of squint, look into the gem. You look into, choose a color.
Red.
Red. So you look into the red corundum in the fire elemental, and you can see a fire elemental in the gem. And you take a look at the next one, and you can see, like, an earth elemental on the yellow diamond.
There's an earth elemental in each gem?
Yeah.
So in each sculpture that has the thingy, there's one and another. So yeah. In each sculpture, there's two elementals
eight
in
total.
Each one.
Yes.
Gross.
And they're in the gems. You realize that you could guess, like, they're trapped in these. Not trapped as in, like, they're prisoners and they're in pain. They're just in there. And this is almost, these gems are elemental gems that if were to be basically thrown on the ground and broken, it will summon an elemental with you.
That's like a magical item, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
Elemental summon is if you cast Conjure Elemental spell, the gem magic is lost. The type of gem determines the elemental summon.
It looks like there's elementals, I don't want to say trapped, but inside each one of these jewels.
I wanted to choose my words carefully so the paladin's not like, we gotta set him free.
Yeah.
No. No.
No.
Right. Now it's a matter of, can we take them?
Or
like, it's like,
should we
or
take
should
them?
Or should we take them, yeah.
Or are they gonna come out and attack us like the last ones?
Maybe. If you break it on accident.
And why is this barrel here? I think if it was a sort of donation like in the first room, it'd be in another stone bowl. But it's just a wooden barrel.
Like almost someone hid it here, maybe?
Wasn't the door open the first room when we came in here?
Yeah, it was.
Isn't it shut? Just for a minute?
It was cracked a little bit.
So
you think somebody already came through?
Maybe.
And that door shuts on its own because once you went in while we were all sleeping, it was shut when we woke.
Right.
Well, because he went in the first time, he opened it, looked, and then he came back, and you guys were standing in that room, and then it shut while you guys were in there. Mm-hmm. Then he solved the puzzle, opened it again, and it shut again.
Yeah.
After an amount of time.
So if it was open when we came down, we might not be the only ones down here.
The crack in the wall.
Probably.
I went through there and I didn't see anything. How far did I go in there?
I thought you didn't go in at all.
That's also what I thought.
I thought you said that you went.
Oh, I thought
to
I
see
went
how
in
deep.
A little bit.
Okay,
and
how far do you want to go?
Not that far. I mean, you said I didn't see anything.
How far
I
do you want to go?
Mind that I didn't go in at all.
Well, I mean, like, all right, so you go about 10 feet in, thinking, like, all right, this probably. It still kept going.
If it just seems like, yeah, then no.
Long.
Then I guess not.
I want to pick up one coin out of the barrel.
All right, a platinum, gold, copper, or silver?
Platinum.
You have a platinum piece in your hand.
Nothing's attacking me.
Nothing happens. You wait a good 5, 10.
Okay, I put platinum back.
Nothing happens.
I want to use... Hang on.
Let me make sure I get this right.
I want to use Divine Sense.
Sure.
Know the location, type Celestial Fiend, or if not in cover, also detect the presence of any place or object that has been consecrated or desecrated. Does this feel like evil coming off of the gold or any of the items?
None of that. You do get a little blimp right outside the door that you just came walked in. You turn and look, and you get a flash of that same thing looking at you with the wings, pale skin, gold bracers, odd stuff, and he kind of disappears again.
Ah.
What?
Nothing. I just used one of my abilities. These doesn't seem very cursed, but I'm just gonna leave it alone.
Why is that? If it's not cursed,
just feel like I don't need it.
What don't you need?
Oh, just the gold. Like I'm gonna leave it alone.
Oh, yeah.
There's a barrel full of platinum, silver, and gold.
So this is a problem when you give us puzzles. We get to the end, it's like, is it still a puzzle or can we take it?
Is this a reward or not? Question.
Go ahead and roll insight.
Wait, are we all rolling?
Sure. You guys have disadvantage. You guys can roll a bunch. Sure.
One.
You did?
Yep.
All right. Nadia, that's one for Riku. Cesar?
I got it.
Is she?
15.
3. Is she, Eris, as you kind of look around and you're just like, I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
I don't see anything, but I don't want it. Is she, you're just kind of like, push it a little bit, just kind of give it a little kick tap, lift it up, look around. Touch the elemental gems. Just touch them. Like, hello, hello. Nothing happens. Nothing in here is really like set to be like a trap of sorts. Yeah, there's nothing that's like springing from the gold. It's just a barrel full of riches.
Does it?
You can guess that it was probably just this is where they just took the donations from the first room and held them in here until they spend them on something, but it's been here for a while.
Does it seem like this goes anywhere else? Are there any other doors? Are there any other puzzles?
Go ahead and you can roll perception.
Levers. 13.
As far as you tell, you kind of do the same thing as she starts tapping on the gems a little bit. You just give a good feel to the break windbreaker on the mic just like started to fall, and I thought the whole mic was falling. Oh. You give a whole good pass over on everything, and now this seems it. This is just a temple set to show the creation in the first room, and then whatever this second set is. The first set, you know, looks like that's what's happened. I mean, it's all like here and together, but you've never once heard of the elemental planes and material planes merging of this picture. You have no idea what this third picture showed, and something with wings with the four elements never has happened. So you're guessing it might be a prophecy of to come, or but it's just this temple is just for that.
I take out my coin purse and I start grabbing gold pieces.
Okay. Just gold pieces? Or are you just taking handfuls? It's like, it's all mixed. Copper, silver, gold, platinum.
You said it's majority gold though, right?
If you look at it more, it's probably got a lot of silver, more silver pieces than gold pieces.
I'm
leaving
the pennies and I'm taking the hunnets is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm picking out gold pieces.
Okay.
And I'm grabbing gold pieces.
Sure.
No, yeah, I think you should probably maybe not do that.
It's not trapped.
But I mean, also, if it's wrong, this is the temple.
Take the barrel, just shove it in the bag of
holding. I take the bag of holding and shove it over the barrel. No, I don't do that. It wouldn't fit over the opening.
Anyway. It will.
Will it?
Yeah.
I thought if you turn the bag of holding upside down, all the shit falls out.
Which we don't know, but I wouldn't do that.
True.
I mean, I feel like
Did you grab the bag of holding out? Are you trying to like look at it and feel it?
Yeah, if you want to just...
Pour it in.
Do you want to
Here, just open it up. I'll push it over. Pour it in.
Well, the big problem is, I don't know how much is already in this bag.
Ooh.
It's got a limit.
If, you don't want to rip it. It doesn't rip, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know.
If you were to try to shove it in there, it would just... Also, I will tell you, I'm not weighing gold and silver and all that as much as gold and silver should be.
Okay.
So, like, I'll add, like, a little bit of weight to it, but, like, this barrel should weigh probably, like, a fucking ton
mm-hmm.
with all the metal that's in it, but we're not For some, so that. They have enchanted every single gold piece with like it's almost as light as air. So if you put that in there, it'll be the weight of a barrel.
I do that.
So you do that?
I do that.
You omp it?
No, don't omp it.
All right, so he turns the bag over and everything pours out.
Yeah.
You know what's good though?
We know what's in this fucking bag.
So out pours all of your stuff.
Right.
Plus 10 rations.
Oh hey. Figured.
Will's excited. 10 torches, just ping, 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 ping.
Write that down. Underline it.
Well, he's got a note of it.
A pretty
I'm
little
assuming
note.
Assuming you have what's in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll write it down.
That's
when
fine.
We're done.
I don't want to write down all this right now.
That's
yeah,
fine.
That's fine. 10 rations, just go dumping out. 10 torches.
Yes.
3 health potions clink on the ground.
Nice.
Great.
I'm just gonna read them in order. A skeleton just.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Falls out and just kind of shatters. It was in this vacuumless void and now being in air, like as soon as it hits and like clink, 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 clink.
So that was somebody.
Yep. poor guy.
Thump! A chest just comes slamming out, like a full size chest.
What?
Nice. That barrel gets knocked over, doesn't it?
Yeah. The small sack. Go ahead and do a dex save. Or all of you, I guess.
Oh god.
Or maybe not a deck save. Just do a slide.
I feel like
of hand.
Not me because I'm keeping my distance
hand.
Away from all this.
Slide
and
of hand.
I'm not getting involved.
That's fine. Yeah. So not you. Slide of hand.
Me. Slide of hand.
Sure. Go ahead.
I didn't know what we were doing.
20, not natural.
16.
12.
All right. I will say, as that chest comes slamming out, it goes slamming into the barrel and. Nadia just kind of quickly like goes up to the barrel and since she's right there and just catches it and the chest just slams next to it. The barrel doesn't get knocked over.
Okay.
And then last but not least, a small sack of gold. Ching, ching, ching.
Just also my armor comes out.
Hits on the ground. Well, everything in his bag. This was the things that you didn't know about.
Okay, never mind.
If our bed rolls, the armor, all
yes.
that other crap.
Bags,
my book.
Stuff.
Yeah. God. So as you're about to like omp it, Nadia's just like, no, I don't.
Wow.
All part of the plan.
And there's a small little piece of paper attached to the chest.
Ooh, what's it say? He's waiting to pull this one out.
Out of curiosity, outside of story, character, whatever, how long have you been waiting for
like
us to...
Like 3 months before we started playing the campaign. Mm. I had this like here. So that is on the chest.
Someone's
whoever
here.
Grabs it.
What's
okay,
it say?
She grabs it.
Dear sir or madam who has found this box, this here box holds my adventuring gear. May it serve you well in your adventures.
Aww.
Janzo. Janzo? J-A-N-Z-O. Words. And a word to the wise.
Don't read it!
And never put yourself in a bag of holding. You can't get out and will run out of air.
Oh,
that was the man that's the...
Oh.
And I kick his bone.
Thanks, guy. Dead
don't,
guy.
I mean,
oh, that sucks.
Don't kick his bone.
I was just...
They're not bones anymore.
His
dust.
Bone
okay.
dust.
Yeah, as because he was in like this vacuumless void, and as soon as like he finally hit air, it was just...
Gotcha. So what a nice man. I just want to look at it.
So, was this guy alive? And if I was like, I pull out a person right when we got the bag of holding, would this guy have come out?
Or was he still dead?
Are you trying to say, like, out of character?
Just kind of wondering.
He's been dead.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Okay.
So, he was in there for a while.
Like, way before we even got it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
okay.
good.
Well, as far as you know,
I would have known, I could have saved him. I would have been like, oh,
I feel
shit.
He was
yeah,
like, where's
like,
my chest? And then dived in to get his chest and then couldn't get back out.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I feel like that's pretty
What is in the chest? What's behind door number one?
So as you open the chest, you hear a da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. No, you don't.
Da-na-na-na.
It's the Zelda opening a chest sound.
See, never played
copyright?
Zelda, so...
I mean, we made it with our mouths.
Yeah.
So, you open it. There's a nice pair of boots in there.
Do they have wings on?
That's a nice pair of boots.
They do not have wings on.
Oh, those are the boots.
I will describe them. Hang on. I don't remember what they look like. Oh my god, he's looking in the Dungeon Master's Guide? That means they gotta be magical. Shut up.
He just wants to see if it's
you're just common birds or not.
They are a green color, and they have like trees and leaves spread on them.
Are they the loving kind?
Whoa. What are you guys talking about?
You can make an arcana check, see if you know that. Eh, you guys know what it's fine. I don't care.
I was like,
she faked being an elf for a while.
A very familiar pearl sits in there as well. Will, you have that exact same pearl. It's a pearl of power.
Yep. That's two a pearl pearls of power.
There's a nice breastplate in there. It looks same built made as Ishii's, just a common breastplate, but it is black.
Ooh, that's way cooler.
That's way cooler.
Go ahead and roll a history check.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I saw the 20.
Does that count on the board?
No, it's, no. He has disadvantage.
It's a 15, though.
15. You, in your very little time being on the material plane, still remember hearing about black diazomite. The
diazomite, baby.
Special ore that comes from the Mavros Peaks on the island. It is stronger than steel, stronger than any type of metal.
Nice.
You know, if in a breastplate, the materials, one would be, it would get the mithril and adamantine combined.
What?
Which means it's very lightweight, and whoever wears it is no longer, like, if somebody gets a critical against them, is no longer affected.
Nice.
By weapons.
Nice.
That looks just your size, is she?
Does.
Maybe a little big, but...
I put that one to the side. Just hold that for now.
There's also a nice hammer. It is...
I weighs an eyebrow.
It is also black. It is a big warhammer, but also black, looking like it is also made of out of the black diazomite.
Could you use that, Eris?
I mean, if nobody else wants it, I'll be happy to take it.
I don't know how to use a hammer.
I guess you can
have it. I mean, I pick up the hammer.
Go ahead and Eris roll a history check.
With advantage or disadvantage? I don't know why I almost said it. 12. Plus 0.
Oh, it's like nothing else.
Yeah, no.
As you pick it up, it's very light.
It's light.
It's a lot lighter than your normal hammer. Hammer has the finesse property and also the light property on it. Dazomite is a lot lighter.
How do you
lighter.
Spell that?
What?
Dazomite.
D-I-A-S-O-M-I-T-E. Ishii, as you picked up the breastplate, it also feels like it probably weighs about half as your breastplate.
And then what else I had? I had light feet and what?
Light and finesse.
Light finesse.
I want to pick up the pearl. Take a look at it.
Okay. It's the same pearl that you remember Riku getting for winning the mage duels.
Riku, what does this pearl do?
Because I wasn't taking a drink.
Riku, like, gets out the last of his little bit of water in his water skin.
Oh, my God.
I thought you guys weren't looking, and he's just like, I don't have water.
Huh? I thought we'd get more rations and more water. But it basically replenishes your energy without you having to rest.
You get one spell slot.
Arcane abilities.
Yes.
And then you said this weighs half the hammer?
Yeah, half of a normal, whatever your the normal of it wears.
Pretty sure it's 5 pounds.
Don't need to look at it now. We can figure it out.
Mind if I take this one?
Sure.
You don't need to.
No. Don't need to.
Tuck that in my pouch.
Okay.
As I'm, are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, character-wise, it refills up to a level 3 spell slot.
Okay. Yeah.
Once per dawn, long rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. I only have level 1 spell.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
As I'm putting that pearl away, I had a little epiphany moment, and I just want to peek in my little wooden box. Is there anything in my wooden box?
No. Didn't you get the last letter?
I got a letter a while ago, technically, since it's been months.
It's been months?
In
the material planar, plane, yeah. It's been months.
In the material plane, it's been months.
Yes.
So, I peek in my box to see if there's anything.
But no.
Okay, and I shut it.
I meant, like, you got the last one, as in, like, I think the last one that said, yeah, we had something to do with that. When you have a moment top to assassinate the Lux, you take it.
You take it. Yes, I got that letter.
Ishii, I don't want to sound selfish at all, but could I either have that breastplate and or your other breastplate for now, and I'll give it back to you after we get out of this?
Yeah, you can have my sweaty one.
Great.
Caesar taking your breastplate off?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the stats on that breastplate, and how much does it weigh? I'm say Ishii breastplate.
It weighs 20.
It how many
gold weighs 20 pounds?
It's a 13 plus, or no, a 14 plus a max of 2.
If your dex.
Of your dex.
He only has a 1.
So you have 50.
How many gold pieces that I have grabbed and put into my bag before all this chaos happened?
Say that one more time.
Let's say about 50.
Ooh, okay.
Let's say about 50.
All right, let's scoop all this stuff and get out of here.
Okay, but
take a break and then get out of here.
What about those elemental stones?
Also, we have to clean up.
I would
this
really
mess.
Like to try to take one of those.
I mean, you can take one. They just give me the heebies.
Yeah.
I go up to the fire one.
All you, bud.
And I grab them motherfuckers.
So it's like. This big.
Oh, okay. I was thinking they were like stones.
They're like tiny gems. Like basically that size.
Oh, gotcha.
They're gems. Here, I'll show you what they actually look like in the Dungeon
See, the
Masters.
The audience listeners, me and Sam are holding our dice up to our eyeballs like a couple of idiots.
I got it.
Elemental.
Oh, those are sweet looking.
Those are sweet looking.
Yes. So you're going to go and grab the red one.
Maybe. Are you guys ready just in case anything happens?
I pull out the water.
She's been like...
I'm like almost sexually attracted to my black hammer right now.
So the first thing you do, Ishii, though, is you like still omp the barrel since it's now empty.
Yeah. Scoop.
And now it's that. And then you put it on its side and you kind of just push the chest back in.
I'm helping him.
Yeah. And then you just kind of like... Fink, 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 fink.
And then when Riku goes, you guys ready? I want to stand up and grab my water skin that still has magical water in it.
It's empty. You poured it all in.
I did pour it all out? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Never mind then.
I take it.
Don't do that.
What?
She said, I don't do that.
I know.
What'd you say?
Don't do that. Why do you keep telling me not to do things? No. I just stand at the ready.
I want to go up to the water elements.
Got it.
Oh. And take the gems.
Gasp.
Okay, so you
kind
go.
I'm risking it. Not the gold. I'm avoiding the gold, but I'm just like,
so you go over to those water gems. Elemental stones and try to take them. They are a little like in the wall, so I need both of you then to make strength checks.
What's he doing?
3. If you want. Whoa. Okay, if you want. You can like try to like have like your blade or something.
I pull out my sword.
And like, yeah, and try to jimmy it. With that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
What?
I was gonna say I don't want to break it.
I was
and have this fucking thing pop out in my face.
I was gonna say when he pulls out his sword, can I be like, wait, that might not be a good idea.
Sure.
Okay.
Try my thieves' tools.
Alright.
Are you proficient in thieves
tools? I'll try my thieves tools that I'm proficient
in. 17.
You got a 17? Yeah. Disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
Nice.
I'm going to wait for him.
What am I doing? Rolling for these tools? What do you add?
You just add proficiency if you're proficient. Well, and your dex, yeah.
Proficiency and dex.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10? You also still have disadvantage, because it's an ability check.
9.
Okay.
Jeez.
We're just seeing if there was a 1, and just crack.
Yeah, I got like 3 ones this game.
Went from a 3 to a 2.
Are you trying to pull both or just one?
Say that. Both.
Both? Okay. What did you get?
17.
17, okay. So, Riku, as you go to, like, kind of jimmy this out with little, like, pliers and things like that, you kind of start to, like, wedge at it, and you hear, like, a... And instantly you kind of stop thinking. Like, you hear, like, a cracking noise. And you're just, like, you instantly kind of, like, pull the thing out and just kind of, like, hands up, like... Eris, you've got 2 elemental gems in your hands.
I want to go outside, away from them. Say in Celestial, Mr. Angel Dude Person, I don't know what your name, I would like to know your name. Is this okay? I would like to use the mural. These to help people. And then I want to cast Divine Sense again.
Okay. So as you kind of pulled them out, though, and instantly as you pulled them out, you're just like, you walked out.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
You pulled them out and you walked out. You three left. Make... I'll use your passive perceptions. What are your passive perceptions?
14. 14, 15.
Correct?
Yes.
All right.
8?
Yours is 8? Your passive perception?
How do you calculate it?
It should be 10 plus your perception plus your proficiency if you're proficient in perception.
Oh. Why do I have 8?
I don't know.
You looked at my character sheet, too.
I think I told you it was wrong on your character sheet. But you're still looking at your old one.
Yeah,
I was looking at me because you told me mine was wrong, and I did change it.
Yeah.
I did all your maths.
What
did
we see?
So what is you?
14, 14, 15.
14, 14, 15?
I'm pretty sure she's got a 14.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a +4 in perception.
Yeah, you got a 14.
I have a +5.
I want the audience to be aware I have it higher.
That I am better.
I am still on the bag of holding page. Let me go back.
My bread basket.
Fucking gangster. Yeah, I mean, eat that stuff.
So he grabs them as soon as they come out of his hands, without doing anything else, just kind of walks out. And you guys kind of like turn around, like you hear that crack, and you all just like stare and like seeing if like a flame elemental starts coming out. Eris has just like walked out, and you guys didn't even notice that. And you look, at the water elemental, and there's no more gems in there. But where the eyes were, there are 2 cracks that are just fucking going up the wall and have made their way down to like your walls. This entire room is like cracking.
We need to get the gems and go now.
And a rock falls.
I leave. I'm running out of the room.
And you guys are gonna start running.
I want the gems. I want to just rip it out.
Okay, go ahead and do a strength again.
Not great at strength. 7.
7.
My bad, guys.
So you just start yanking at these gems as rocks are just starting to fall, and I need to ask you guys. We can just pick back up next week. I won't ask you.
Damn it.
Sure.
Okay.
And what did you roll so I write it down?
7.
7. Yeah. Pick back up next week.
Just fucking had to take him and leave. God.
We're at 2 hours. We can do this, but it's like, we might take forever. Yeah, we can start out with this running. I will say right now, I have since watched a video that I have had in my fucking please watch these list and just never got to it. I wish I would have a long time ago. It was by Matt Covial. You guys ever heard of him? He's a DM that does stuff on the internet, and then he also has YouTube series.
I might have seen him by face, but not by name.
Right. So he had a series on skill challenges. It was a thing in the 4th edition D&D, and he's since like tweaked it a little bit to make it a little better. I'm going to try it, because I've been wanting to try to make like the chase scenes or like these kind of scenes like a little better than instead of just like, oh, it's athletics, oh, it's athletics, oh, it's acrobatics, oh, yep. So what he has said is basically, this is a skill challenge. What you guys are about to get in. When he DMs, he says that you have just entered a skill challenge. So you know what you, like, this is a scene that that's what it's going to be. And then basically, you have to get so many passes before you get 3 failures. It's always 3 failures. No matter how hard the challenge is, you can get 3 passes, 5 passes, 8 passes, 20 passes, who knows? There's always 3 failures. If you get 3 failures, then you have failed the skill challenge and the repercussions happen. If you pass, then obviously, you know, if you passed it, good things happen. There's a couple rules. There's one rule that he gives what would probably be helpful in this situation. So obviously when you guys are running, athletics and acrobatics are obviously helpful in this situation. But then also maybe like insight could also help you in the scenario of like, now that you see like rocks are starting to already fall, you can be like, you can probably like try to look up and see which rocks are about to fall so you avoid that spot, things like that. You can use any check if it makes sense. Now, if you're like, I want to make a medicine check, how would you do that? If you don't have a viable way to how that would work, I'm not going to let you do it. 2 things, last. One, once you've made the check, Riku, if you make an acrobatics check, you are no longer allowed to make acrobatics checks. You can't just be like, acrobatics, acrobatics, acrobatics.
Sure.
You have to use different checks. If you use an acrobatics, Kelly can still use an acrobatics, Ishii can still do acrobatics, but your character only gets 1 time of using that skill. Last but not least, during skill challenges, you can only use the skills you're proficient in.
Okay.
I want to intimidate falling rocks.
So, this temple is now collapsing. As you look around, one of the rocks that fell right by you also fell through the floor and broke off a piece of the floor. You quickly look down and it just goes down. Until your dark vision doesn't see. Until your dark vision doesn't see.
Okay.
And we'll pick back up next week.
Damn. Shit.
Oh, I'm excited.
I know, me too.
This is perfect timing for this type of challenge.
I'm very...
While we have disadvantage on all skills.
I was just thinking.
Right? Oh, man.
So when you kill us, remember.
Remember what you did.
Remember, you didn't listen to Riku when he wanted to get rations and water.
The rations don't come with water.
But I
wanted
both.
But I wanted both.
I'm aware.
I'm gonna be so upset if I don't get this fucking. I so wanted all of us to have 2 elemental gemstones.
I've been thinking hardcore about how Harris would go around this.
I was afraid,
especially with
bad
this, because it's like, when is it grave robbing and then when is it finding treasure? I don't know.
When
well,
one's
grave.
A grave and one's not a grave?
Yeah. But it's also like temple. It's like, is this desecrating a temple, or is this like a long lost, forgotten temple, or is this like? But I'll talk to David about it afterward.
I can say right now. Let's see. Hang on. With your oath, like honor, treat fairness, honorable deeds, example, courage, honesty, don't lie, don't cheat, courage, never act wise, duty, responsibility, action, consequence. Obey the authorities, compassion, walk
through mercy. Recording?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say, like, if your intent is personal gain...
I don't see it that way.
That's a bad.
Yeah.
Now, I already heard your prayer as you walked out of the door and be like, I want to use these to help people. Is that okay? That's going to lean probably better, but you will find out.
I'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Next week on Beyond First Level.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.